You're probably wondering why we're not playing music. Well, we're just trying to fit as much information as we can into this hour from AIM, which is fresh roasted information we've got for you today. And if you're not in the travel industry or in the business events industry, a lot of this stuff's still relevant for people who want to visit various destinations for leisure. So tourism in Turkey is our next subject. It's taken a big hit because of a string of terrorist attacks over the past year. So just 2 years ago, Turkey ranked as the world's sixth most popular tourism spot, welcoming about 40 million visitors per year. But tourism has declined sharply after a failed coup and attacks carried by ISIS and by Kurdish militants. However, the managing director of Travel Shop Turkey hopes the industry is about to start recovering. He spoke to Sue Ahern at AIM.
Welcome to Travel Writers Radio today. It's nice to see you. We talked to you last year about what's happening in Turkey. How has things changed in the past 12 months?
Thank you, Sue. You invite me to your radio, and I appreciate it for that. And I'm glad to be here again in Melbourne, you know, in the trade fair. And we are here to promote Turkey, and we are so happy to be here. And I can see the Australian people still interested to come to Turkey. And we are excited to see them in Turkey. And I believe they will come back again to Turkey, because Turkey is a nice place to visit. And especially we do the Anzac tour for Australians. And every year, 24th to 25th, April, Australian Anzac Day, and we organized very good tours for them in Turkey.
Now, you've had quite a few ongoing incidents, bombings, attacks in Turkey in the past 12 months, and they seem to have increased. Is this affecting tourism?
To be honest, it's affected to our business. You know, Turkey may be middle of between Europe and Asia and Middle East, you know, and everybody do something there. But now everything's come normal, and all our customers return back whatever we lost last year. I think everything will be go well starting the 2017. I don't think it's any more same issues that we have last year, 2016. I believe also Australian people following these issues, and I get many good feedback right now, and we get many booking even this April Anzac Day. You know, I believe 250 people already booked, and they are planning to come. So I'm happy to see this number. And 2018, we are hoping to get everything more normal than what we had early, like 2015. 2015, we bring 3,500 Australians to Turkey on my company. Can you imagine that? And now number is increasing more and more.
What about overall? Are figures down for tourism? I mean, you're talking about the Anzac Day figures there. What about generally?
Of course, generally it's down to 2016, but 2017 is increasing the more packs, you know, more numbers to coming. You know, of course, the difficulty catch them what we have in 2015, but maybe to 10% less than that, 2017 looks perfect. You know, Turkey is a nice destination for many things, not only Anzac tour, beaches, Gulet cruise, biblical tours, you know, religious tours, say because the many religious Islamic tours, Jewish tours, and also beaches, you know, and Mediterranean, Asian beaches, one of the best coastline, I think, you know, and many cruise ships coming. I think the Turkey is the hub for the tourism destination. So I would like to invite for all Australians to come to Turkey. They can see the real hospitality, friendly people, and they should not afraid to travel. I know Australian people never afraid anyway. They like the adventure and they go anywhere they want to go. But I invite for everybody to come to Turkey and visit us.
What about living in Turkey at the moment? I mean, are people scared? Do you feel threatened at all because of these terrorism incidents?
I don't think people scared. I'm still see the statistic. Many European people bought a house in Turkey, apartment in Turkey, and they buy a villa on the Mediterranean and the Asian coast, you know. But that is more politics you know, and more media shows, more than the, what we have there, you know. So if people scared why they should buy a house, you know, and they spend good money to buy a house, I think, you know, everything be normal, you know. Every country have a bad year, you know. Like maybe Australia a long time back, they may have a bad year. But Turkey have a bad year, 2015, nightmare. But now if we wake up, we wash our face, you know, everything's come normal, and we are strong countries, actually. And we believe also democracy. When you go to any other country, when military cops, that military look, you know, cover the whole country. But Turkey, we believe democracy, and the military or any other affected, you know, they couldn't be do nothing, you know. And now if the Turkish parliament system is running, and we have a prime minister, and everything is normal, you know. We believe democracy, actually, and we are the Islamic countries, you know, no other country like this, you know.
Because there's so much feeling nowadays, anti-Muslim feeling around the world, has that affected tourism, do you think?
That is more politics, I think, you know, because when you look the image to Turkey, when you look any magazine, TV, movies, you know, and we are not look like Middle East, you know, like something. And Turkey is very modern countries. Of course, we are Muslim countries, but we have a balance, yeah. And I don't like to be people using religion either, you know, like don't go Muslim country. But people go to history, and people go to culture, people go to beach and party, you know. They will get a similar party what they are getting in the Philippines. They will get a party whatever is French or even more, you know, because Turkey is one of the best holiday destinations, especially the Antalya region, Bodrum, Kuşadasi, many all-inclusive holidays and 24-hour party. So I don't think anybody can, you know, not choose Turkey because it's an Islamic country, you know. Of course, with Trump.
Yes, that's right. He's whipping
maybe
up
your
a...
question was the Trump. But that is also politics again, you know. Everything in our life is politics. But in reality, you know, we get a lot of American customers, Australian customers, British customers. They are non-Muslims. So they are really happy in there. And even I have more friend than the, you know, non-Islamic friend than the Islamic friend. So I never feel any religious, they are affected with their looking way, you know. You know, so I don't think this affected our business for religious.
Well, thank you very much for
joining us
today. And hopefully we'll see you back here next year.
Thank you very much. I really appreciated your time and inviting me to your radio. You know, I hope I give good message to all Australian travellers. So hope to see them in Turkey.
It's a beautiful thing, Sue Ahern there, speaking with Murtaza Kalender of Travel Shop Turkey at AIM.